the most important thing to think about is what are the critical needs. You know, do they need to do refrigeration? Do they need lights? You know, those are going to be some of the critical items. Is air conditioning a critical item, you know, for somebody that must have it?
For most people who want to have some peace of mind in the back of their mind, is one of the portable generators enough?
A portable generator, yeah, is enough to do some of the basic needs to get by in an emergency situation. If you're looking to do, you know, more than that, or you want the full comforts of your home, then stepping up to a home standby is definitely a good way to go.
What kind of price differences are we talking about? You can buy some of the portable ones, depending on the size, for a couple of $100, and I would imagine the home generators probably cost a couple of thousand.
Yeah, typically the home generators will start at about, you know, $1,700 and up. And then you have to consider the installation process, because it does need to be installed by a certified electrician.
I will admit, I had the thought running through the back of my mind this weekend, so I started looking online for portable generators, and you instantly get confused by all the numbers. You can get the 7,000 watt or the 4,000 watt, and it's like we're all supposed to be instant electricians and supposed to know what that will power. Can you give me some examples of what size generator can do what if you have it?
Well, starting off, you know, to do some of the basics, such as a refrigerator and to do some lights, you're at the 3,000 or 4,000 watt range. Then when you want to step up and do maybe, you know, those items, and say you have a sump pump or a well pump, you're going to go to the 5,000-6,000 range. If you want to get a little bit extra, you know, some extra items, some more comforts, you'd step up to a 7,000 or 8,000. Those are going to get you, you know, the basics pretty good.
The problem around here these days is it's so darn hot and everybody's lost their air conditioning. I would imagine trying to run anything more than a portable air conditioner off a generator is problematic. You're not going to be able to run your house central air conditioner off a portable generator, are you?
No, that's correct. Yeah, portable generators are not really large enough. Even if you go to the bigger models, the 10,000 watt units, they just don't have enough starting load capacity to be able to start up a central air conditioner. You can usually do a window unit, or now they have those little portable AC units where you can cool off a room to get by. But if you're looking to do central air, you really need to consider going to the bigger home standby generators.
One thing that we've already seen here in the Baltimore area over the last few days is people using portable generators without giving a lot of thought to where they're putting them and how they're using them, and people have already started to poison themselves with the fumes and things like that. How safe are they, and how much really thought do you need to give to them before you endanger yourself?
The most important thing is to make sure you're running your generator outside. Even if you decide that, well, I have my garage door open and I want to run it in there, it's still not safe because the fumes can collect in the upper area of the garage. And you walk out there and you'll definitely feel the effect. So always, for safety reasons, keep that unit outside where it can be, you know, cooled and well ventilated.
Jim Bauer, the generator guy at PowerEquipmentDirect.com. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you.